Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no, we've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back. Hi, this is Simona, and I'm myself going to be on this because I wanted to explain to you why I'm launching this podcast, Couch to Fire. I wanted to tell you some background information about me, and hopefully you can join me with these series because I think they are very inspiring and they could help you with your life goals too. So my name is Simona, and I was born here in the U.S. and I'm a Jersey girl. I started working in design for a long time. I loved it. I have the best job. As I got older and I had a family and I was going through the big M, menopause and midlife crisis, I just felt like I needed something more. And I just felt a little cornered, like my label was designer or art director and I had nothing else. Kind of like actor, that's all you do, or model, you're just sitting pretty and you don't think about anything. Well, you know what? I had more things to give than just design. So I started this podcast. Actually, I wanted to do something different. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to first start a website about financial literacy. Yeah. Me, financial literacy. I just kept getting engrossed into these, like, how to retire at an early age, you know, that kind of stuff, like how to save money, how to invest. So I had the name Couch to Fire, fire being financial independence, retirement early. So I would start this journey on how to save. I hired my friend to help me. And lo and behold, she was not just like a friend to help. She was like a life coach, which I don't know how I fumbled into her, but I attracted her and she kind of said, okay, well, Simona, do you really want to do like financial literacy? And I'm like, no, I do not want to do financial literacy. I actually want to interview people. I want to inspire them to be the best they can be. And she's like, well, let's just do that instead. You don't need this whole financial literacy. I mean, are you an accountant? Are you into finances? And I'm like, no. But I feel like that's the freedom. And I think the freedom was what attracted me. So I just transitioned that freedom into being excited about interviewing people or getting people excited about their lives. There's so much there to give. You don't have to be stuck in a corner and a label of yourself like an accountant or mathematician, or you don't need labels. You have all these talents in your life and you might as well showcase them. You only have one life, right? So I wanted to do something different than design. So obviously I'm not a financial person that is good at investing, but I just have these good like ideas, I think. And that's what I did. I just wanted to showcase other things. So that's what Couch to Fire is all about. I'm going to take other people that inspire me and interview them. And I've interviewed a lot of my close friends or inspirational people for this podcast. So I wanted to just come and talk to you about why I'm doing this. Here are some tidbits of information about me. And I'm kind of all out there. I believe in law of attraction. I believe in wholeheartedly meditation. I am not a meditator. I haven't even meditated in maybe a year and a half. That's it. I just started meditating, and that is a freaking game changer for me. Meditation is one of the best kept secrets that people don't tell you about because it's not something that you can monetize, you know? Like, it's just closing your eyes and letting your mind be clear of thought and connecting to God or the universe. Whatever you want to say, connecting to God or connecting to the universe, it's the same thing for me. I love to connect to the universe and feel amazing about it. We'll talk to you about my view on meditation and my feelings, but it's just an amazing thing that I think everybody should do. You can start with 1 minute, 5 minutes. I do 15 minutes a day. I wake up and I work out and then I shower and then I sit down for 15 minutes in the morning. And I sit for half the time and then I lay down for half the time. It's just whatever you feel is right for you. And that's how I feel. I feel like I can open up when I lay down. But I honor God and I honor all my blessings that I have in my life. And it just feels so amazing. And a lot of people, Jesus meditated. He went by himself and meditated and, you know, all these like wonderful inspirational leaders have meditated. Your own time where you renew your energies. You know, you start in the morning and you start from scratch. You're like, you know what? This is a new day. Let's take and make the best of this amazing day. And with meditation, I do a lot of gratitude journaling, or I just count my blessings. If you count your blessings and feel the positivity of all the gifts you have in your life, it really changes your outlook. You feel positive, you vibrate positivity, you help other people. I mean, I think my vibration people like because it's pretty positive, you know? I enjoy talking to people. Sometimes they like to talk to me more than I like to talk to them because I'm an introvert. So sometimes I just kind of protect myself. But you know, it's okay. This is why a podcast is here and I can talk to you and share with you all these great things. In my 20s, I'm just going to tell you little tidbits of information. So in my 20s, I started this club. I don't know why, but it was called the Vagina Power Club. It was just, I wanted to meet and socialize with strong women. These awesome women have to be acknowledged. And we had these great social parties, but it was just really fun. And it was just funny saying the VP Club, Vagina Power Club. And I started, you know, when I moved out to Arizona, I tried to feeling alive and that club alive, but it just didn't work out. So I just put it in my back pocket until now. You know, I have a daughter and she is growing up and she's in her tweens. So it's easier for me to spend more time on myself, on self-care. I'm at that age where, you know, with midlife crisis and menopause, it's hard. You gain a ton of weight. You know, you either got to figure that out. Either you accept it, you accept the change, or you fight back, or you just do something in the middle. And I think I'm doing something in the middle right now. When I had Sophie, I just realized that these women who had kids are really strong. They have to juggle a lot. And the more you think about where all these women have gone before us, have given birth and have worked and organized the household, doing the billing and doing the meals and taking everybody to practice and doing all these activities with the kids, it's a lot of work. And let me tell you, I have total respect for single working moms because they have to do everything by themselves. My mom, as I was growing up, she for a long time was a single working mom and she worked like three jobs. It was ridiculous. I was a latchkey kid. My siblings, you know, raised me, but I never saw my mom because she worked in the morning for one shift. She came home, got McDonald's, or we ate cans of Dintymore beef stew with rice. And she went to work on her second shift. And then we'd see her. And I just have just total props to my mom pushing it out there. And just women just keep going. It's amazing. And I love them. And I hope all of us support them. So I strive to be like my mom. You know, my mom was driven like that. She knew what she needed to do. She had to pay the bills. And she was amazing. And she was funny. And she still is funny, of course, and she is happy, and she's totally young at heart, and I just wanted to be just like her. She always used to yell at me because I worked in TV for so long. She is a pastor's kid too. You know, she wanted to do a bunch of things, but she couldn't do certain things. Like she wanted to dance, but it probably wasn't the best thing for a pastor's kids to be dancing. Or she wanted to play guitar, but you know what? Guitar playing is not as good as playing the piano while you're singing hymns at the church. So instead of playing the guitar, she had to play the piano. So she was like pent up in a lot of these things, and she always wanted me to be in TV, but not doing behind the scenes stuff like I do. I was a designer and I do set designs and graphics and all that kind of stuff. She was like, Meme, why don't you be on front of the camera and be a star like your mom always wants to be? I'm like, Mom, I'm an introvert. I'm not a star. I don't want to be in front of the camera. But now, as I'm nearing 50, I don't freaking care anymore. You know what? I don't want to be a star, but I want to share inspiring stories. I want to help people live their best lives. And if it's for me to be, and I just thought about this week, the next Chinese Oprah or the first Chinese Oprah, I will be that. If I can get people to listen and encourage them to live their best life, I will be the next Chinese Oprah. I mean, like, anyway, I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'm sorry, I'm rambling, but I do want to end up giving you the five things that I think are musts. Well, they're must in my life. The five things that I do every day, I try to do every day, that make my life better. Here are the five things. Number one, I know you're not going to even know about this one, but maybe some of you guys do. I make the bed. I know it sounds stupid. My husband will let you know I'm the messiest girl on the planet. I collect things. I pile things on. If you've ever seen my office at the TV station, it was piles of paper, piles in all these different areas. It's just how I worked. My mind worked. But my husband's very orderly. So in order for us to be together and stay alive and be loving, I make the bed every day. I just do it. And it makes me feel better because it's like a clean start and there's no arguments. There's no grudges in the morning because I make the bed. So ladies, take note. Number two is I consistently work out. It is just for self-care. It is important thing as us women that we need to replenish and take care of ourselves because, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't do anything for other people. We'll always be tired. We'll always be upset at others not doing things for us. Replenish that. It's hard to work out. I know it's really hard, but make some time for yourself, whether it's working out, going on a walk or reading a book, whatever you need to replenish your energies, you need that. You need to feel good about yourself. So I feel really great about working out just because it makes me feel strong. It makes me feel healthy and then living to my fullest potential. So I do that and then I focus on the positives. When I come home from working out, I focus on the positives and I put on something that makes me feel good. I listen to positive talk. I listen to Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks. I love her because she makes everything so sensible. She is all about law of attraction and you attract what you think about. If you think about negativity, that you're always busy and you're always working until 2 a.m. and never have time for yourself, that's what you get in your life. You're always working. You never have enough money. You never have enough time to do the things that you like to do. Well, let's focus on the positive. I always have enough time. I have perfect timing in launching my podcast. I have enough time to spend time with my family. I have enough time to be a manager at my kids' sports. I mean, that takes a lot of time, but I manage to do that because I'm positive about it. I feel if I'm positive, I can do more. I can feel good about it. Mind you, I tell my daughter's team to think positive for them to win their games. Like, think of the outcome of a game. If you feel, taste, and believe that you win, that you're winning and that you won, you've already won already in your mind, and that's gonna happen. And I tell them all the time, and they get so sassy with me, but I don't know. They listen, and I'm just excited to share goodness to other people. So I focus on the positives. I meditate for 15 minutes. You can do it several times a day. You can do it for 5 minutes once a day. My girlfriend does it in the morning, and she does it at right before she goes to bed. She meditates and she feels good about it. It renews her and makes her focused. And sometimes God will talk to you. The universe will talk to you through your meditation. That's where I got the Chinese Oprah part. I mean, like, who would have said, Simona, you're the next Chinese Oprah, or you're the first Chinese Oprah? And I'll be like, yeah, that's me. Well, that's my crazy mind thinking things, and I attracted that. So I'm ready to be the next Chinese Oprah, or the first Chinese Oprah, sorry. So that's what I do. And I also, I focus on gratitude. I focus on the great things in life, and I write them down. I really do. I journal, and I just say, you know what? I am so thankful for my family. I'm so thankful for my job. I love all these things about me. I love my health. And I think things into reality. I used to stress out about my hair being all thin because of menopause. Now I look in the mirror. I go, oh my gosh, Simone, your hair is gorgeous. And it's amazing. And it's so thick and so lovely. I don't worry about it anymore. I just realize that it is amazing. And I can see the outcome of everything, you know? It's still looking good. I love it. And I'm just so thankful. Just feel thankful. Be thankful. Attract positive things. And I hope you join me. Thank you so much. And I so appreciate all of your support. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparks something in you to take action to live your best life. If you're interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.